lighting your ring of fire. The ring of fire is the internal electromagnetic battery of life. It circulates from the bottom of your feet all the way to the top of your head, internally mixing all the elements of your body. Place yourself in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and let it go. Now be aware of the temple in which you live. And imagine that in certain parts of your temple, there are marvelous sacred lamps or fires. Two of these are located in the hollow inside your ankles by the ankle bone. Imagine that you are taking all of the unfinished business related to your family, and in a very special sacred mood, you're starting to purify, to burn all the unfinished business related to your family. You light the lamps or the fires in these hollows inside your ankle, and a brilliant red fire burns. It's an electrical and energizing fire, and it moves throughout your feet and up your legs, right across beneath your tailbone. And there you light another red fire. And you sense and see and know that all the anger, guilt, anxiety, and depression that have ever been a part of you in any aspect of your feelings and relations with your family are being consumed, balanced, and harmonized. And the red fires are burning beautifully and brightly, clearly. And you move your attention up through the center of your pelvis and up to the area just below your belly button. And there you've collected all the debris, all the unfinished business related to security and to your sexuality. And this becomes the fuel for the sacred fire of your lower back and pelvis area. And the red fire from below comes up and ignites now the orange fire just below your belly button. And all of the area of your pelvis and lower back is now purified with this wonderful orange fire, burning brightly, cleanly, clearly, activating the energy of that part of your body. And then you collect all of the problems that you've ever had in relationships or in your own feelings of self-esteem or responsibility, and you lay them in two sacred fire spots just beside your spine, below the rib cage and just above the pelvis, about an inch off the center of your spine at the second lumbar area. And the orange fire moves across obliquely through your abdomen to those two spots on your back and ignites a brilliant yellow fire that fills your entire upper abdomen and solar plexus and purifies all the unfinished business related to responsibility, self-esteem, and relationships. And the yellow fire burns brightly, purely and cleanly. and you collect all of your unfinished business related to forgiveness, to judgmentalism, and to love, and you place it on the sacred altar up at the top of your chest, just below your sternal notch. And the yellow fire moves up through your entire chest and ignites the green fire at the top of your chest. And the green fire now fills your entire chest, burning brightly and cleanly and purely, purifying every aspect of your own life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, so that you have no unfinished business related to forgiveness, tolerance, compassion, judgmentalism, or love. The green fire purifies your entire chest. And now you collect all of your unfinished business related to communicating your will, your desires, your needs. And you lay this in four equal aspects of your life on the sacred altars at the front of your wrist, just above the wrist, and on the side of your neck, just below your mastoid. And on these four sacred altars, you've placed all of the unfinished business related to your needs, desires, communication of personal will. And the green fire moves in and ignites the blue flames on these four sacred altars, so that all of the part of your lower face and mouth, your neck and throat, shoulders, arms, and hands is being purified by the deep blue fire of a sacred commitment to your will. Thank you.